In this exercise, I'd like you first to make yourself comfortable. Make sure your body is not tight or restricted, and that you can breathe easily and fully. And simply close your eyes. And just go inside and recall one of the exercises you did earlier where you found your way deeply into a past life. Or you found yourself getting an overview of a story and understanding most of the events of that life and where they led you. Remember how you died in that life. And remember, too, how you passed over to the other side, into the Bardo realm, and how possibly you needed to talk to the spirits of people you had known in that life to finish certain things that were incomplete, to express certain thoughts or feelings, to heal certain wounds in your subtle body. So just remember that particular life, what you did, how you remembered it, and what was healed. Just review it briefly from the perspective of the afterlife, the Bardo. And now that you've done that, I want you to go high above that life. Imagine yourself rising up in the Bardo realm to a much higher place. You may be aware of light as you go upwards. Look back and just ask yourself again a question you possibly asked in an earlier exercise. What was the meaning of that life? What did I learn from those difficulties, those challenges, or possibly the beauty or simplicity of that life? Just for the time being, let that character go. Leave that life behind you. And I want you to find yourself coming back down to the earth again into a life that is somehow the opposite or the complementary experience to the life you've already seen. Feel yourself being drawn down to the earth, a particular place on the earth, where a very different or opposite theme is played out for you. If you've had a life as a victim, maybe now find a life where you had plenty of power and dignity, and see how you use that power. If the life you've already seen had to do with aloneness or loss or separation, now find yourself in a loving community somewhere on the earth, in a tribe or village or town where everyone knows and loves you, and you have an important role to play, and you are acknowledged for it. As you find yourself coming into one of these lives from these various suggestions, take time to come into a body fully, to feel your clothes, to look around you, and particularly to recognize those you live with, work with, who love you, support you, if it is a positive lifetime. If you've earlier looked at a life of guilt or failure, now come down to earth in a lifetime where you have great success, where you are proud of yourself, where you have dignity, where you are respected as an important member of your community or a leader of some kind, some position in society or your tribe or your village where you are looked up to, a life of achievement. Spend a little time scanning through this life, feeling what it is like to be proud and confident in yourself. Take in the respect and love you feel around you. If you've remembered a life where somehow you have abused power or been cruel. Now find a life of loving service where you don't have much power, but you give and help in some way. Come down to earth and find yourself in the body of someone who serves and gives, maybe willingly, maybe unwillingly. Possibly this is a painful life, but let it in as the complement of the one you've already seen where you misused power. Again, take time to look around you, to see who you are involved with. Remember key events and scenes in this life. In any of these lifetimes, as they surface in this exercise, you can switch your machine off and spend time quietly going further and deeper. You can also return to these scenes when you come to the end of this segment. If you've had a life where you were persecuted, victimized by a community, a church, a group in power, now come down to earth and find yourself in a community where your powers and abilities or gifts as a teacher or healer are fully honored. A community that again looks up to you, that reveres your gifts, that calls upon you. See yourself teaching, healing, working with people. Possibly feel the glow of satisfaction that comes from knowing how you help people. Take time to experience this fully, to honor yourself as other people honor you. If you have a life where you've been shamed, humiliated by people or a single person, come back down onto the earth and find yourself in a life where people simply adore you, where you maybe have great beauty, or you're a very honorable, respectable person and have a dignified place in your community. Maybe find a life where you enjoy your body in a special way. Perhaps you dance. Perhaps you have a great lover. See what you find where all shame has disappeared, where there is a pride and joy in how you appear, in your body, your looks, your presence in society. Again, if this is the life you find, take time to enjoy it. Take in and bask in the way people see you and love you and cherish you. If you had a life where there was great fear, where you were terrorized, where you died violently, possibly prematurely, now come down to the earth and find yourself in a life of great security, a community that you trust, a family that you know well, that looks after you, partners who honor you, a solid community, a peaceful time on the earth, a time when there is no violence, no invasion, simply living in harmony with the seasons, a community possibly where there is powerful leadership, protection, security, and love. Take all this in. If you've been carrying fear particularly, take a few breaths and say, this is a safe place to be. It's good to be on the earth. Enjoy this life of great security and peace. If you had a life where you died extremely angry at injustices done to you or to others, where maybe you died prematurely, where you felt betrayed, let down by others, but carried a great deal of anger for that. Possibly you've let go of some of that anger in the bardo, and now it is time to come down onto the earth and find a community where there is loyalty, justice, and respect between people. Again, a good, a solid community. A community where you are loved and respected, and where you love and respect others. Where there is trust between people. Where people can express their grievances, both privately and publicly. An honorable society. Feel what it is like to be in such a society. Feel the strength and confidence it gives you. Take this in. If you've had a life that was somehow wasted or cut short, remember what the missed opportunities were and what it was you never got to achieve in that life. Now come down to the earth in a lifetime where you get to complete what was unfinished. The projects you had, now fulfill them. Find yourself in a different life, in a different body, where you have the opportunity to do those things that you had longed to do, possibly relationships that you wish to have, which are incomplete, possibly creative projects, possibly coming into your power. There are many things that you might find the need to fulfill from different wasted lifetimes. Let yourself go all the way to the end of the life, possibly a ripe old age. Look back on it, a feeling of fulfillment. Look at all the things you were able to do. Give thanks. Feel complete now. If you had a life which was very simple and secure in the first exercise, where nothing much happened, I want you to challenge yourself now as you come down to the earth to see a more difficult life, a life where there isn't security, where there's possibly poverty, violence, possibly a city life of poverty, possibly a time of famine or difficulty, where there are struggles and losses, separations, challenges. Even though it is hard to look at this kind of life, it is something that is in you possibly. Just let the images surface. See how you live this life and go through it. And what it teaches you, and if it strengthens you. If you've had a very solitary life, a quiet life, say as a monk or a nun or a scholar, or maybe a hermit, now see yourself in a very different life, a life of engagement among people, of changes, possibly movement, possibly adventures, possibly a life where you fight as a warrior, go to war, the opposite of that solitary life that you saw earlier. Take some time feeling the energy of engagement with the world, possibly travel, adventure, the power of being an actively engaged person. If you had a life as a woman, where you had a strong charge or difficulty with men in one way or another, now see if you can come down to the earth and this time experience yourself as a man. A man who encounters women, maybe has relationships, maybe not. Now that you're down on the earth as a man, how do you treat women? Now you're in a male body. What do you do with them? Are you proud or ashamed of what you do? Look at yourself in relationship now in a man's body rather than a woman's. If you had a life of dependence, of servitude, or even slavery, now come back to the earth and see yourself in a life where you have power over others, where the roles are reversed, and you have people under you, possibly serving you, obeying you. How do you treat them? How is it when you are the slave owner? How is it when you are the Lord, with many followers and servants, the master, the warlord, the ruler, the landowner? Many possibilities. How do you see yourself with power over people? If you had a life where you were attacked, powerless, maybe killed, that left you with angry and vengeful thoughts, and those thoughts have not been released still, see where that takes you when you come down to earth again. See yourself as a warrior, a fighter, someone with a strong, invulnerable force. How do you use your power? Do you take revenge? Are you able to see the brutal side of your warrior? If you can, see it with compassion and understanding. But know this is part of you. Whatever life has surfaced for you in this exercise, take as long as you need with it. Turn off your machine. Go more deeply into it. Look at different scenes. Take it all the way to the end. See how you die. Ask yourself, what did I learn in that life? What was unfinished? What am I still carrying today? So now take some time to be with your story fully. See the stages of your life. See the encounters, possibly the difficulties, the upheavals, the turning points, people you're involved with, the painful scenes. Take a little time with each. And if one scene is particularly strongly charged, spend as much time as you can with it. Bring it to completion. Move to the end of it. And finally, bring yourself to the very end of the life, where you die and leave the body and are able to look back and review it, asking yourself, as you've learnt in an earlier exercise, those questions about what is unfinished and what do I need to learn.